give you honor. I give you praise. You are the life, the truth and the way. Lord, we bless your name. I bless your name. So if you find to God, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the truth, the way, the truth and the way.
I bless your name.
Let's sing it once again. I bless your name. My God, I give you all. I give you honor, Lord.
I give you praise.
Sincerely from my heart, Lord. You are
the truth and the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless your name.
Oh, Lord. I bless your name.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we bless his name. We look at last week how our going out and coming in, his grace had been sufficient for us in all our activities. Even looking at the blessings we've had over there in Avoca. Amen. We truly bless his name this morning. Even generous mercies that he has given to us. All the way from our various homes, we thank the Lord. We lift up his name. And this morning, just look out there, you see the sunshine, and we can feel the rising of the sun also in our hearts. Amen. The breeze of life that is blowing, all by his grace. We bless his name. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we really appreciate you this morning. Oh, grace that once again, Lord, we are starting a week right in your presence, in your house, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless you for all what you've done for us the week that is gone. And Father, as you are starting another week right here, God, oh Lord, we bless your name, Lord. Father, what can we do? We come with all reverence and obedience and humility, broken spirit, contrite hearts. Lord, we commit all into your hands as our sacrifice this morning. And Father, we are seeking grace now, even as we turn to your word of God for our Sunday school. We pray that Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Lord, the teacher, will come, bless the word. Even the Sunday schools upstairs, Lord, we commit all into your hands, Lord. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we shall be seated for a while, because we will come to a place where probably we need to stand and read the word. Amen. Last week we started with, we want to see what is in the seals. Amen. You know, we've been on the church age for quite a time now, but we haven't gone anywhere. There are many, many things to learn. Praise the Lord. But we are just going to bring in the seal for a while because we have new brethren that are in our midst, and they've been hearing about the seal, the seals. So what is the seal? Amen. The seven seals. So we will be dealing with the seven seals up to a point, and then for every new brother to get the understanding of what actually it means. Amen. Amen. So, the prophet said, what does sealing mean? Sealing, what does it mean? The sealing is a sign of completion. Sealing is a sign of completion, that something is completed. Amen. And he cited an example like a railroader loading cars. You know, some of these, some even ply on the roads. They load cars, one on the other, about two or three levels. And he said that after the loading, an inspector comes to inspect to see if there are no loose ends anywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if he finds no mistake or loose ends, then he seals it. Some are by train. They are in some box, or this in the train box. So he seals that box or what has the railroader done with what? Securing the car, because he's going to travel. The cars. He's going to travel, so make sure that everything is what? Really perfect. And if the inspector is satisfied, then he put a seal on it. Amen. And from that time, as that railroader travels, it will have to reach the destination. No one can what? Break that seal until it reaches its destination. So that's what is giving an example, that sealing is a sign of completion, that something is really completed. Amen. So let me read something from what the prophet himself said. He said, the inspector comes by. He looks in, and if this is a little loose, it shakes. He said, no, I won't seal it. Got to tear it out and do it over again. Amen. Next thing, he would try to load it again. And he gets something wrong, the inspector will come, he said, wrong. Do it over again. So you see how important it is that everything has to be really secured. Amen. Perfect. Before the inspector will seal for that car or that trailer to travel. And then he typed it to the church. And he said, and that's what God has been doing with his church for a long time. Amen. You load up, you see, and you are going to heaven, and you are taking everything with you. Your card games. Huh? Everything, every other thing that you can load into the church. See, so you see it. Even what this loading is talking about. Your own character. Praise the Lord. See, you can't load your own character and bring to the church. See, you understand what the prophet is trying to say? Amen. So, he said, you bring all these things to the church. You are trying to take it with you. He said, God just condemn it. Amen. God just condemns it. Just that as a specter. He said, no, no, I won't seal it. He said, you aren't ready for sealing. If you bring all these things, your own self, this character, other things that you bring to the church, he said, you are not ready for sealing yet. Amen. But when God sees a man, contrite, broken spirit, sincere in heart, down at the altar, God closes the door of the world to him. Amen. Amen. When God sees you in that way, that you are broken, you have a broken spirit, a contrite heart, and you are down to the altar, then he said, God closes the door of the world from you. That means he seals you out from the world. Amen. Said, he seals him and there, by he seals him by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So you are sealed by what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it lasts until Jesus comes. Amen. Not from one revival to another revival. You understand that? From one revival to another revival. That means one revival, like we went to Avoca, oh, you are full in spirit. Praise the Lord. Then, after we've come down, you still go back to your same self again. That's someone from one revival to another revival. See, you are always come to warm yourself. Weekends like this, oh, the message was so great. And then before the next weekend, you are back to where you were before. That's from one revival to another revival. He said, not from one revival to another revival, but until the day of your redemption, when God has sealed you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Said, until the day of what? Your redemption. Amen. So that's how it lasts. Is that when that boxcar, he's come back to the loading. When that boxcar, the door is closed, and the government seal put on it, it cannot be opened no more until it reaches its final destination. Amen. And every man that is born again and sealed into the kingdom of God has no more desire of the world until the day Jesus Christ takes him into the kingdom. You see how it is? So my brethren, it's something. When you are sealed by God, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my brother, the world is sealed out. Because you are sealed in, the world is sealed out. Amen. And then you remain that until the day Christ will come and takes you toward to his kingdom. Amen. So, the scripture that the prophet quoted is Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30. He said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see it here. Praise the Lord. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't bring anything of yours. See, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, there's a little something is gone. Amen. So, always the dove must find what? Amen. A place of rest. Amen. The dove must find a place of rest. And then, he said, you are sealed by what? So, you are sealed by what? The Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now, let's come to, before the prophets started with the breaking of the seals, He preached on a message titled "The Bridge Between the Seven Church Ages and the Seven Seals." Amen. Our new brethren, are you listening? Before the prophet preached on the breaking of the seals, that's Revelation chapter 6. He preached on a topic, the breach between the seven church ages and the seven seals. Now, it is shortened the breach. So what did the prophet meant by the breach? When you take your Bible, the book of Revelation, you see that from chapter 1, 2, 3, it's about the church age. The church ages, the seven church ages, the first three chapters. And then you have chapter 4 and chapter 5. Before chapter 6, you get the seven seals. Amen. And so, between the church ages and the seven seals, that's what the prophet called the breach, as the gap or the space between the seven church ages and the seven seals, which is chapters 4 and 5. Amen. So you understand what the breach means now? Okay. So now we are going on the breach now. So let's take Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Now follow it closely because it's introduction to the seals. Amen. So, Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals." You get it? John saw something. He saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. There was one sitting on the throne. And in his hands was a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. So look at the picture here. Praise the Lord. See the seals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen? Amen. All right. Because it's going to help us breaking the seals. And then when after one seal is broken, what was there? What's written there? That's what we are going to want. But let's go through the breach first. So, a book, my brother, my sister, a book that has been sealed with seven seals. That means the content of that book is something of very, very importance. Amen. Amen. And it could be nothing but life. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. And truly, it was what? The book of redemption.
Amen.
Amen. The book of redemption. Verse 2. "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?'" Amen. John heard and a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?"
Amen.
Verse 3. "And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon." No man. My, That means there was some kind of what? Silence. No one. And then verse 4, it said, and I wept much. Because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look upon thereon. My brother, look at it. See, no one was worthy to open it, even to read, even to look upon it like this. No man was worthy. And he said, John wept much. Why? Because John could see that there was something very, very of importance in this book. Amen. He could see that the book carried something of life. That's why he wept. See, he was burdened in the soul. My brother, that's what we got to be always. See, when we see that something is not in the right way, how are we burdened, my brother and sister? To see that those things are put right. Verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Amen. Oh, what a relief. Amen. What a relief. I could see John was now relieved. Amen. Because there had been someone who could do it. Amen. And I beheld, verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamp, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Glory. Amen. Another time we shall look at the seven spirits. Is that sent forth into all the earth? Already you must know it. Amen. Amen. You could discern it and know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then, from there, the prophet said, I'm going to read what the prophet said. After verse 7, then the prophet said, this seven-sealed book, as you see it, is revealed at the time of the seven thunders of Revelation 10. He said, if you are marking it down, let us turn to Revelation 10, just a moment, and you will get an understanding before we get into it. This is the end time. Amen. So let's go to Revelation 10. We're going to this same book that was closed in the hands of the one that sat in the throne. Now let's go to Revelation 10. There he said, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Amen. Oh, if you can recollect when we were on the church ages. Amen. Revelation 1, from 10 to 16, this same description. When John said he was in the spirit, he was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and then he heard a great noise, voice behind him as of a trumpet. And as he turned to look at the voice, he saw what? He saw seven candlesticks. And in the midst of it, stood one like unto what? The Son of Man. Amen. So the same description, when you compare it later, you compare Revelation 1, read the whole 10 to 16, you compare, so you see there's the same person, and that person, no one comes with the rainbow over his head, except whom? Jesus Christ himself. Amen. So, that means he saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it was were sun, and his feet as a pillar of fire, the prophet said. If you notice, that's Christ. Amen. Amen. Because he is in the Old Testament, was called the angel of the covenant. And he's directly coming to the Jews now. For the church is finished. See? All right. And his face as it was the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. You remember that angel? The same thing is here. In Revelation 10. Revelation 1. The same thing. Amen. Now let's go to verse 2 quickly. And he had in his hand a little book open. Mm-hmm. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. So now, who is that? Christ. Amen. Amen. And he had what? A book open in his hands. The prophet said, now watch. And he had in his hand a little book open. Now here it is. You see, it was closed and sealed. He was pointing towards chapter 5. It was closed and sealed. That's chapter 5. And here, that's chapter 10, it is what? Opened. Amen. Verse 3. And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Amen. Now the prophet, let's listen to how the prophet made a comment on that. See, and he cried with a loud voice, and when as when a lion roared, he know he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Over here, then he was pointing to chapter 5. He said, over here, he is the lamp. That's chapter 5. But here, that's chapter 10, I believe so. He is the lion. Amen. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now, John was commissioned to write what he saw. So the apostle and prophet picked up his pen to write. Amen. Verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. Write them not. Take notice of that. Write them not. Now the prophet said, now, that's what we don't know. That's yet to be revealed. It's not in the Holy Scriptures what them thunders say. That's one place. Verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth and lifted up his hand into heaven and swore by himself that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and other things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, and that there should be time no longer. That alone, time no longer. See, watch here. verse I want to get to. Before the prophet read verse 7, he said, watch, here is a verse I want to get to. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
Amen. So, brethren, you see, something has been concealed. Something has been sealed. Because the voice told John, don't write, but seal. Amen. So give us the book. Seal it. You see. So that's what the prophet said. We don't know. And he said, that's the verse I want to get to. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, amen, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
Amen. And so, brethren, the thing is, if you believe that the seventh angel has sounded,
amen,
then there is no more any mystery,
yeah,
hidden.
Amen.
Everything is unveiled to the bride.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why we say we have the full word. My brother, what we are holding on to, the message that we are holding on to, because this the Bible is still a mystery to what? Many, all the Christendom. If you don't know your prophet of your day, because the Lord God can do nothing but he revealeth his secrets unto his what? Servants, the prophets. So the prophet of your day, if you are not able to hear him, my brother, is a seal of something. Amen. You'll be baptizing the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See? You always believe that there are three gods, which is what is happening. You ordain women as preachers. You see? You never know where Cain came from.
Amen.
You still believe that it was apple they ate in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Amen. All these things got to be revealed. The truth must come out. Praise the Lord. I think our time is up. Next week, we will start. And then, the breaking of what? The seals.
Amen.
What is contained in those seals? Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen.
Our dear Lord, we thank you for another time, O Lord, like this, to be in your presence, O God. We thank the Holy Spirit in our midst, Lord, this moment, because you promise that you'll be in the midst of your people where two or three are gathered together. There you are in the midst, Lord. So
Amen.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Now time for us, Lord, we want to lift up your name because your name is our banner. So we want to worship you. We want to praise you. We want to give you all the glory, Lord. And so we want to commit our song leaders, our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands, our instruments.
Amen.
Oh, everything we want to bring together, Lord, and praise your name this morning. So, Father, accept your praise and glory. And your presence, Lord, will create that atmosphere for your word of God to come this day. Oh, we thank you once more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.